All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up page Kuf Chav Tes, the middle of the paragraph Kilomar. So the page, remember again, just to reorient ourselves, because this is an especially important, I mean, they're all important pieces, an especially important piece where the Piagetna is explaining the two aspects, or the two facets, the two components for personal growth. Number one, the concept ultimately, again, of ratzon. Person has to be strong-willed. Person has to know what they want. The ratzon is informed by the intellect, by the machshava, by the lev, by the moach, by the mind. Person has to know what they want, and they have to have a strong will. The person also has to have what he calls, a person has to have a hachlota chazaka. Be decisive. Be decisive. And what the Piaget is explaining over here is that the power of decisiveness is it helps us to move ourselves forward even when the ratzon is not all that great. Sometimes the ratzon is compromised. Sometimes there's analysis paralysis because of a variety of different factors. Ultimately, again, in those moments, that's when hachlota, decisiveness, says, I must make a decision and I must move myself forward. Af b'sha shenishtatko his oraruso v'imo gam daito. He explains again, because there are times where, as a result of just complicated circumstances, my ratzon is overwhelmed and my ratzon shuts down. Kikach darko shala ish, because this is the way of man. Hamachshava ma'oraras es ritzono. So the way it works is the machshava, thoughts, awaken the ratzon. In other words, we'll say, how do I go ahead and create my ratzon? How do I create what my will in life is? That comes from my machshava, the way I think, the way I look at the world. So this is amazing. But for some reason, when the machshava is bulbal, you know, when the machshava is not straight, I'm just not thinking straight. So when I'm not thinking straight, it's hard for me to really have a clear vision as to what my ratzon is. And here's the amazing part. The same person who had such clear ratzon, such clear direction just a moment ago, the moment that you just get a little bit, I think in Latin they call it eitzgehitzt, right? You just get overwhelmed. We'll say famished, right? We all have those moments where you just feel so overwhelmed by the realities of life that you can't think straight. I don't know what to do. A minute ago, 5 minutes ago, 2 days ago, I had such clarity. I knew exactly what I needed to do, how I needed to do it. He gives things that I would have given my life for. In other words, I had such clear direction. And now, ultimately, again, I'm rendered like incapacitated. I don't know what to do. So they'll say, it's in moments like that where I say to myself, even though now I lack the clarity, I know what I have to do. So I'll give you just a simple example. This is just a mashlamah davar doma. So, you know, a person goes ahead and has a ratzon to increase their family time. I'm just giving this as an example. Increase their family time. So I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna go home for dinner. And that's my ratzon. My ratzon is to spend dinner with my family. And what happens? The crazy day at work. Everything is overwhelming. Million different things going on. And I don't know, should I go home? Should I not go home? So the ratzon, which was absolutely crystal clear that morning, has now become all mixed up. So the power of hachlota is what? I say to myself, I made a decision to be home for dinner. That's the decision I'm going to follow through on, even though now I'm not even sure if it's the right thing to do. That's the hachlota. Now, both say, that doesn't mean that at times we don't go ahead and reverse course on things, but that's just a simple example. My ratzon is I need to spend more time with my family. Things happen that go ahead and kind of mess that ratzon up, a variety of circumstances. Hachlota comes in saying, That's what I decided. Be decisive. And even though, again, to follow that path is anxiety provoking, and to follow that path, I'm not sure if it's right, because I don't know what to do, stick with the decision you made beforehand. That's the power of hachlota. V'haya im yo'orer bo'es hachlota shi'omar li'atzmo. Kach hechlatati la'asos mikodem. To tell yourself in those moments of bahala, those moments of confusion, this is what I decided on beforehand. V'chein muchrach ani la'asos. And because it is what I decided on beforehand, I am obligated to carry through on it. As ya'aseh yifal v'yikayim. V'im lo, gam ritzono, gam machshavto, lo ya'ilu lamo, kevan she'inam t'midin. So we'll say this I think is a very powerful yisod. And by the way, you can the application of this to so many areas of life is so profound. Because ultimately, again, first of all, to take the time to articulate a clear ratzon, what do you want out of life? What do you want out of your day? What do you want out of yourself? Have the ratzon. And then hachlota comes and bolsters that ratzon. Hachlota says, that ratzon is going to be challenged throughout the day. Hachlota says, I have the power to be decisive. Now, my decisiveness is often informed by my ratzon. How do I know what to be decisive about if I don't have ratzon? So my will is this, but even though my will gets challenged over the course of the day, decisiveness says, follow through. Mida li atzmo hi hachlota. This hachlota, this decisiveness, is a mida unto itself. It takes time, ultimately, to develop this midah of hachlata. Sha'af achar avor his orus ritzono, af kishaino mevin eschov avodo zoalav, kimo shehaven beis is orus ritzono, gam kein yasana rak mushum shekein hichlet. Right, so we'll say, you know how this works? You have a moment of clarity in life. You decide you're going to do something. My ratzon is I'm going to do X. And then what happens? What happens? Life happens. Life happens. And suddenly, well, I'm not sure. I said that, and I said it after a lachayim or five. Right? And now I'm not sure if I should do that. I'm not. Hachlata says, you said it. You did it. Stay the course. Stay the course. Stay the course. Don't second guess yourself. Be decisive. K'mo Shebe says, Gam kin yasen rak mishum shekin hichlet. But we'll say, sometimes you just need to carry through because that's what you decided. Kasha liknosa mipnei she'in seichel v'ratzen hashi yazru. And decisiveness is difficult. Why? Because at the end of the day, sometimes I don't have the intellect and other things to help me through it. Because remember, again, I both said the power of hachot, the power of decisiveness, is when all the other faculties are compromised. Right? So I find this so amazing because I think this is something that many of us struggle with. I struggle with day in and day out. You start out with a clear ratzon. A million things happen. Now I'm not sure. Hachlota says, you made the decision. That was your ratzon. Carry through. Maybe it'll be wrong. Okay, like remember again, I mentioned last week, the Sefer HaChinuch says, by the mitzvah of Som Tassim Alach HaMelech, right, for establishing a king. The Sefer HaChinuch says something on me. I think I mentioned this. Sefer HaChinuch says, a bad king is better than no king. Why? Because at the end of the day, it is better to have decision-making. Even if it turns out that it's the wrong decision. Okay, we all make wrong decisions. You rebound from it, you move yourself forward. But at the end of the day, no decision, right? No decision is worse than ultimately, again, a bad decision. Indecisiveness, standing still in place, not moving yourself forward. That at the end of the day is the most profound tragedy for a society and also for an individual. Let's finish. He says, "Kimo shehaven beis pride." Kasha liknos neisha in seich avratz nashi azru, aval hechreches he laoved v'efshar bil adar. So listen to these words. It is decisiveness is an absolute necessity for any oved Hashem, and you cannot be successful without it. I will say, people who lack the midah of hachlata, the midah of decisiveness, spend a good part of life spinning their wheels. Uma'at ma'at yochol hu l'hatzmicha u'legadla. So how do you develop decisiveness? This is going to be very profound. Get ready. How do you develop decisiveness? Be decisive. Right? Be decisive. That's it. I will say, in other words, what it does is, it's that personal leap of faith that says, you know what? This is what I said I was going to do. This was the ratzon I had. See it through. See it through. Could I be wrong at the end of the day? Sure, you could be wrong about a variety of different things. But in the absence of a clear secondary ratzon, ultimately follow through on your initial ratzon. See what I want to be clear on this. Ratzon changes in life, right? It always changes in life. What I wanted yesterday might be different than what I want today. And what I wanted 10 years ago will be different than what I want 10 years from now. So ratzon changes. So by definition, it doesn't mean you're stuck in one ratzon. But after you articulate a ratzon for yourself, a will for your life, a direction for your existence, right? In the absence of a strong secondary ratzon, Hachlota says, carry through. Hachlota says, be decisive. Hachlata says, move yourself forward based on the ratzon that you established for yourself. All right, Tavos, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Yemeretz Hashem with the new section tomorrow. We're starting Kuf Lamed.